Remember in last week's gospel, those apostles cried out to Jesus and said, "Give us more faith. Give us lots of faith. Give us 10 tons of faith. Give us all the faith we can bear." And Jesus said to them, it's not about lots of faith. It has nothing to do with quantity. If your faith, genuine faith, were even the size of a mustard seed or a grain of sand, then you could say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted, cast into the sea, and it would obey you. Well, this week's gospel reading is also about faith. It's about that special kind of faith, that genuine faith, that faith that is rooted in a deep, solid, honest conviction that God is the source of all. It's that faith that Jesus praises in the Samaritan at the end of the story. Now these 10 lepers, they come and they ask Jesus for help. And Jesus sends them off, and as they're going down the road, they're made clean. There's no doubt about it. And every one of them knew that he had been made clean. They were not stupid. They could see that the disease had left them. One of them, though, and only one, realized that not only had he been made clean, but he had also been healed. And it's for that that he gives thanks to God and runs back and kneels before Jesus in gratitude. One of them realized, in addition to being made clean, he was healed. And Jesus said to him, "It is your faith that has healed you." Once again, that faith by which a person realizes that everything is the gift of God. And that faith that is expressed in gratitude and thanksgiving. That faith that is thanksgiving. That faith that is gratitude. That is the faith that heals. Jesus continually tells his disciples that the mark of being his follower is to be a thankful person, a person who lives out of gratitude. I would suggest to you that that is not only the teaching that Jesus gives us in the gospel, it is the very way in which we are made. Human beings are made to be gracious people. And when human beings are gracious people, life is good. When human beings subvert their own nature and live as greedy and selfish individuals, their lives fall apart. Well, between the year 2000 and 2006, three doctors conducted individual and then group studies about gratitude. Robert Emmons from the University of California, Michael McCullough from the University of Miami, and Dr. Ian Fredrickson from Columbia University. And what they found out was that people who were focused on gratitude, and that's the important word, focused. People who were intentionally drawn to gratitude, they saw their lives in favorable terms, they experienced fewer negative physical symptoms, such as headaches, migraines, colds. They were active in ways that were good for them. They spent almost an hour and a half more per week exercising than those persons who were taken up with the negative and the hassles of life. They also found that these people were far less materialistic, far less concerned about material things. They were less depressive, less envious, less anxious. They felt better about their lives. They were more energetic. They were more enthusiastic. They were more determined. They were more interested. They had more joy. They exercised more. They had fewer illnesses. They got better sleep. They experienced clearer thinking, better resilience during tough times, higher immune responses, less likelihood to be plagued by stress, and longer lives. That's not bad, huh? It's a pretty good dividend. It's a pretty good dividend. Now, Dr. Eamon said at the end of the study, "I truly believe that gratitude is a demanding virtue. It is a rigorous quality of human life. It involves a discipline. It is an exercise." And then he suggested that the way that one can become more and more an intentionally gracious person is to establish the discipline of daily being able to call to mind three times, three events, three persons, three circumstances that occurred that day that a person is truly thankful for. Three things a person is truly thankful for. And to do that consciously every single day. And not only that, but to be able to say clearly and specifically why I'm thankful for that. Why the presence of that child is such that I am grateful for that. What does that presence do for me? Why this opportunity is an opportunity for which I give thanks? Why? What is there about that opportunity that is so important to me? So it's not only to be able to give thanks for three things, but to be able to say why. And then Dr. Eamon and Dr. Fredrickson say, what will happen over a period of time is you will find that the same names appear again and again, the same kind of events appear again and again, and you become increasingly more conscious of the true gifts that you have received. And you become spontaneous in being a person of gratitude and a person of thanksgiving. Well, Jesus says to that Samaritan, it is because of the quality of your faith that you are healed. because thanksgiving and gratitude is the form of faith you live. And that is life-giving and healing. That is fulfilling God's plan for you. You know, week after week, as we come to the table of the Lord, we celebrate the Eucharist, the sacrament of thanksgiving. That's what the word means. All that the creature is asked to do is to be gracious and thankful to God, recognizing that everything that is God's gift. And none of it, absolutely none of it, is about me.